You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz at the Movies!
Hey guys, Bing is for doing, and what are we doing? We are doing another AfterBuzz after show, and instead of a TV after show, we are going to the movies. And the movie we saw this week was Snitch. We are going to do these shows just like we do all the other AfterBuzz TV shows, and we're going to assume that you have already seen the movie. So get ready for some spoilers and get ready for us to break down the movie. I'm Chris Lee Kennedy, and I'm going to let my lovely co-host introduce themselves this week.
Well, thank you very much, Chris Lee. I'm Dan Devey from thecinemasource.com.
Hey guys, I'm Jessica King.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Golden.
All right, guys, we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty with Snitch. Before we kind of get into the story and the characters, I just want everyone to kind of tell me how they felt about the movie just a little bit without rating it.
I'll jump in. I'll go first. all right, this was a weird movie for me because, you know, you see movies sometimes and you're like, wow, I really enjoyed that. That was so much fun, but it was a really bad movie. This time, it was the opposite. I thought it was actually a really good movie, but I didn't enjoy it at all. In fact, I was really bored. But the whole time as I was watching it, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that was kind of smart. Wow, they're going a different way. I'm not liking any of this, but... good on you for trying something different. So, yeah, it was weird for me. Weird.
Ladies, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say after you.
We're so polite here.
It was just so great. We don't have any
so
words.
Okay, I'll go. Well, yeah, not so much recast all around. No, Benjamin Bratt was great. I thought the concept was great, and I really liked what it was about, and I was all excited to see it. I was like, this is going to be cool, and I don't really like The Rock all that much, but I'll give him a chance because it sounds like an action movie, which makes sense. You know, it's The Rock. You do that. But it wasn't so much action until the very end, and I felt like he got a lot more hurt than somebody of his size would normally get hurt. It was just a little bit odd for me. It didn't really match.
So you didn't enjoy it?
No.
I didn't hate it. I usually... typically get really into stories that are based on a true story. So walking into this, I had higher expectations than I should have, I guess. But, I mean, I felt that there were some holes, but I was able to, like, stick with it throughout. I didn't necessarily get bored, but I wasn't necessarily, like, super into it either. So it was kind of like, eh.
So I'm going to be the odd man out and say that I loved this movie.
Oh, God, of course you
Of course, we never agree on anything. I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed this movie from beginning to end. This is the director who's Rick Roman. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, but I'm going to say
Sure.
It's only his second film. And they recently interviewed him on AMC, and they talked about this movie, Snitch, and how proud he was of it because it was based on a true story from people that he knew. And it's his second film, and I liked it from beginning to end. So because we talked about casting and acting, Dwayne Johnson, totally not a role that he usually takes. Usually we see him either super action, constantly things blowing up, or kind of the funny, yeah, awkwardly big guy.
Right.
Right.
And see, with this, I really, like, the fact that he did get his ass handed to him by those guys, I really liked that.
That was the one scene I didn't believe in the whole movie.
That's what I was saying before you got here. I was like, it just doesn't make sense that the biggest guy in the room is face down.
That one scene.
Yeah, exactly.
All he had to do was swing his long, big arms and knock three people out.
Right, but just because you're a physically big guy doesn't mean you know how to fight.
But why would he be that big if he didn't know how to fight?
But he's not just, like, a bigger guy. He's, like, buff. Like, he tried to be big.
If he wasn't The Rock, would you still have not believed the scene? Because that's
she's asking
where
you, because I believe the scene.
If it was
that
a guy named Steve and he was still that size and that muscular, still wouldn't believe the scene.
Really?
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. See, because it's, yeah, but it's not, when it comes to that type of confrontation, I mean, he was going into a place where he knew nothing. He didn't know the rules. He doesn't know anything about drugs. Like, this is a guy who is a stand-up family man, built his own business and company and all of this stuff. Those guys know how to fight, and they know how to fight dirty. That's why, I mean, when you see drug dealers on the street, not that I'm saying anyone specific, because, you know, I don't, whatever, a lot of times they're little guys. They're little guys, but they are drug dealers.
Scrappy.
So they are scrappy. They know how to go for, you know, the soft spots. And so for that scene, for me, like, it totally made sense to me that he got his ass handed to him because he didn't know what he was doing. This world was so foreign to him.
Well, I understand the character not knowing,
yeah,
but the Rock. Size rock person.
I think, yeah.
He's the like a boulder.
It's understandable that he wouldn't know the world of the weapons and everything that they were using, but it's not believable that he wouldn't know the world of defending himself, especially when he's putting himself in that situation. Like, his innocence in that scene didn't really play out well. Like, when you're putting yourself in that situation, you're driving to a really bad part of the neighborhood and you're totally unfamiliar with it, like, you would think that you should be prepared to get into some sort of altercation or fights or whatnot. And he kind of just, like, we didn't see him fight back or, you know, anything.
A lot of times, though, big guys don't need to fight because no one challenges them. Right. No one questions them. So there could be a lot of big guys out there who've never had to throw a punch. So there's that. I mean, I agree. He should have had a better plan going into that. But I'm curious, what did you guys think of the scene when he says, when he finally says, we're not going to do it by their rules or their rules. I'm going to figure this out on my own and take my own destiny. Did that work for you? That whole did it work for you guys? Because that for me was like, the movie was so realistic up until that point, and then it became a Hollywood movie.
But he when was he a like dad.
When he ditched the DEA guys.
Yeah. It became a Hollywood movie to me at that point.
Oh, I totally believed it. It's so funny because I know that I love Dwayne Johnson. I think that he's great from every movie that he's been in. I've loved him in. And this was the first movie that I didn't see The Rock when he came on the screen. It was the first movie that he was able to kind of portray who he was and was dramatic. And I felt for him. And I felt like he was a dad that was just willing to do whatever it takes. And he knew at that point there was no way out for him with either choice. So he had to take matters into his own hands. Do I believe that it would have happened that way? Maybe not. But I feel like he was believable and thinking and that this he has to go one way or the other because he can't win with either side.
Yeah.
I think also to answer that question, at that point in the movie is when he became The Rock.
Yeah.
Which was a little bit weird because it was at the very end and now he was like this badass problem solver. Yeah.
Right.
But the whole way through he was like this meek giant that didn't make
all.
I love it too. I just think that he could be that meek giant in like another movie, but if you're going to be big in an action movie, be big in an action movie. He was like emotional the whole way through and then all of a sudden this like badass.
See, because I don't think this is necessarily an action movie. I think this is a drama with action in it.
Totally drama.
Which is why I respect it and why I think it's a good movie, but I just didn't enjoy it.
And I agree with you. It was refreshing for me because I don't usually love Dwayne Johnson. So it was refreshing for me to see him in a role like this where I'm taking him seriously and he's really like showing a totally different character than we're used to. So I definitely appreciated that side of the story and that part of the movie. There's just were a few holes in it for me.
I think if size didn't matter, anybody could have played. Okay. And
wow.
Well, I know.
Now we're going there. All right.
We're going to make this a comedy now. But I think if size of the character, the person playing the role, didn't matter, it could have been anybody playing that because really it was just a dad. If he didn't use his size for anything else, like he had his big rig, whatever that thing's called, you know, that was his size. He had the big truck. He didn't need to be big himself.
Mm-hmm. But does that mean The Rock can only be cast as big guys who beat people up?
Right, which is why I love they put him in there.
I think
he
is.
That
he
has a little bit more.
Yeah, that he is just
a drama.
I could see him should have like slimmed down a little.
I will say
I don't
that.
Think he can do that.
Yeah, he popped up even more.
He just looks like an upside down triangle more now.
Exactly.
I think he lost weight low in the lower end. But I have to say, I saw a couple trailers for this movie, and the trailers were so deceiving because I thought I was going to see an action film. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had no idea that the whole entire movie would be so dramatic and I'm going to use suspenseful because I was constantly like, well, what's going to happen next? And it's the first movie that I've seen in a while, and since we've been doing these AfterBuzz movie things, that I was invested in almost every single character.
Hmm. Question, speaking of the drama that you're talking about, when they're doing the scenes that are in the prison, he's speaking to his son, and they're like on the phone. I think the same lines repeated every time he greets him. It's like, I love you, son. Mm-hmm. Some of the lines just feel to me so contrived and like cliche, and they're trying to evoke drama almost, that it just feels like you're taken out of it.
That's really interesting because in those scenes, I was thinking, this is a guy who did not tell his son that he loved him.
Right.
And now, you know, the proverbial stuff has hit the fan, and he's like, oh my God, wait, I could lose my son. He could be in prison for 10 years. I mean, I think that's when dads start doing that. I found it very realistic. I think that's when dads say, you know, modern day dads say, oh God, wait, no, I have to make sure my son knows that I love him. So I'm going to say it all the time now because I didn't say it before.
And they address the fact that he wasn't there and had moved into this new house with this new family. And the son really was upset about that. And I feel like at that point, he obviously wasn't the best father, and now he's walking into this situation where his son's behind a glass wall. There's nothing he can do to be a man and a dad at this point, and every time he walks in, there's more cuts and bruises.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel like...
I guess I just didn't
believe the
delivery.
But I felt like on the other end, on the son side, because, you know, they had mentioned that his son wanted nothing to do with him the past couple years. So I felt like on his son's end, that could have been developed a little bit more. Because I get it that he's scared and this is like a really crazy situation for him. But there was still no resistance. Like, I felt like he was maybe a little too quick to all of a sudden, like, I get it the first time he didn't say I love you back, but he still was a lot warmer than someone who hasn't wanted anything to do with him for all these years. So.
Especially because the son didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the son had no idea.
So I felt like that could have been developed a little more, maybe a little more resistance on the son's side. And I mean, obviously, eventually he would come around. But it, to me, it was just like too quick. It was too... You know.
I think it's one, you know, I think one night in jail does that to anybody. I really do. I think you
have
get
you
locked
spent
up.
A night in jail?
I haven't been there yet.
You know, it was a long weekend. don't want to go into it. No, but I think once you're, you know, once someone is isolated from their family and taken away from it, I think that's when all the petty BS kind of falls away and they're just, you know, the kid was scared. And
he's also young. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still really young. I mean, he made some stupid decisions, but this was not an arch criminal by any means, which is actually one of the things that I really loved about the movie was addressing this issue of the mandatory minimum sentence sentencing laws.
That is fascinating.
I didn't know existed. And that's some serious stuff. I mean, that's not even, you know, three strikes makes sense. But when you say, oh, no, first time you possibly come close to doing something, you're gone for 10 years.
And what if your dad isn't the Rock? Who's going to get you out?
Exactly.
No one. Right.
And
you're screwed.
It's a great. It was like kind of the lesson learned out of the film beyond the tell your parents you love them and tell your kids you love them.
Right.
But that was another thing that I really enjoyed about the movie is the director also wrote it. And I feel like the writing was actually really good to the point where all the actors were successful. I feel like the story was really believable. And I didn't see holes. So I'm really curious to see where you think the holes were. Or maybe I missed it.
I mean, like, you know, a lot of the holes that I was talking about was the relationship between The Rock and his son.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're introduced to the mom's relationship, and he's living with her, and he's so close to her. And then after everything happens, we barely see her.
Right.
And so that's why I was saying, you know, I wish there were a little more resistance at first. Maybe we could have seen the mom visit and seen how he acts towards her as opposed to how he acts towards him, because we never really saw the difference between that. Like his mom, who he would probably do anything for, and then his dad, who he really hates or something.
I agree with that. I think that maybe the characters could have been developed a little bit more versus this. Like, I felt like it was just catering toward the storyline and getting to certain points in the story. We have to hit this mark. We have to have him do this. We have to have him meet this drug dealer. We have to, again, then get over here to this thing. And they could have spent more time on those things.
And again, that's obviously not, you know, the movie. That's not what the movie's about, like his relationship with his mom and whatever. But just seeing a little bit more of that, I think, would have helped it flow along a little better for me.
John Bernthal, which
yes.
I do not remember seeing him in anything else, so I have nothing to gauge him.
You don't watch The Walking Dead?
I do not watch The Walking Dead. I do not watch The Walking Dead. I was blown away by him in this movie.
He's a great actor.
Who did he play?
He was the guy that worked for Daniel.
I loved him.
Yeah. So believable and amazing. And
he was a good actor.
He was amazing. He is. And he carried it very well. And even the scenes with his son and the scenes with his, I want to say,
with
wife.
His wife,
I
think, or it's girlfriend, his wife, or whatever. Yeah.
The woman.
Baby mama.
Yeah. Baby mama. I was so invested in him at that point. And so what's happening?
Hello?
Did you get a cord of it?
Oh, there we go.
I don't know what's going on here. Sorry about that. But I was so invested in him to the point where I almost forgot about the son and was worried that he was going to get arrested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I didn't get. In just the process of the story, now, Dwayne Johnson is there, and he's got to get this information and meet up with this drug dealer. So he brings John Bernthal in. What's his character's name? Daniel. He brings Daniel in to find him, but he never tells him why he's doing it. I thought to myself, okay, Dwayne is talking to Susan Sarandon. He's saying, I'm going to go do this. That makes him a cooperating witness. So mm-hmm. that way, if anything goes down, Dwayne doesn't go to jail.
Right.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't the same have applied to Daniel's character, the character of Daniel, in being the one who introduces him? Because he's sitting there.
I think it did. They just didn't explain that.
But he was worried that he was going to go to jail. He was going to go back to jail.
Because he was the first contact. So I actually believed that he was going to go to jail.
So did I.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to sacrifice the guy when he could have just as easily been another cooperating witness.
Especially because at the beginning it was so much of turning someone in. You're going to rat somebody out. So I totally thought with Dwayne going back and forth with telling his son, you were a bigger man than me, I totally thought Daniel was going to jail.
Yeah.
I actually thought Daniel was more concerned with, later in the movie, that he was going to be killed.
Oh, yeah. He was worried about that, in or out of jail.
I thought that, like, for the beginning part, his worry was going back to jail because it would be third time's a charm kind of thing. And then when he found out why The Rock was doing... Dwayne was doing this, he thought they would just all be killed. Mm-hmm. I also didn't really see a reason why Dwayne had to tell him why he was at the correctional facility, because he could have come out and just been like, I'm here visiting someone. He didn't have to say all the details of the story at that point. Mm. He could have kept him in the dust.
Mm. Yeah, but that would have sucked.
But that would've,
I mean, I already thought it sucked enough that, you know, he wasn't like letting him in on what was going on, which I get it. Like, if he had told him from the get go, you know, he probably wouldn't have done it and whatnot. But I was like, that sucks. Like, that's so selfish. He's protected. And then this other guy, like, he would have been protected, but he had no idea. Like, he was still putting himself on the line. So,
and I feel like at that point, he was just being a dad and relating dad to dad.
Yeah.
Like, you would do this for your son. You would do this for your family. This is what I have to do. Will you help me? The other two people that I have to bring up, because I just am amazed by them all the time, is Susan Sarandon and Benjamin Bratt, who I haven't seen Benjamin Bratt in a while.
In a while.
No, yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. And the last couple of things I've seen him in were more comedy style.
He was actually in La Mission.
La Mission, yeah.
And
great movie.
I didn't see it because it's Espanol, but he was a badass, like that type, like kind of the same character, I think, right?
No.
No.
It wasn't
not
in Spanish
at all.
Either.
Damn it. Well, the name Law Mission, the house Spanglish can you get? Whatevs.
But I enjoyed him playing the bad guy. You're used to seeing him play the good guy or the lawyer, and I enjoyed
He was a good bad guy.
He was a great bad guy, and he was believable, and he was very... He knew his business.
He didn't have many lines, though. Did anyone notice that?
Yeah, he didn't.
No, he didn't. But when he pulled out that first assault weapon that he used initially, it's like, you don't got to say much when you whip one of those things out.
No, that was like a bazooka or something crazy.
It was insane. Yeah, it was big. Yeah.
And another great character actor that can just show you who he is without having to say anything, and I feel like I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But Susan Sarandon, of course, delivered an amazing...
I mean,
she's just brilliant.
She can do anything. She can, you know, especially a role like that where she's a woman of power and influence, but she's totally self-serving on the side. And, like, I love that. The way she's so dismissive and she's just like, oh, nothing I can do. And you're thinking, that's 10 years of a good kid's life. Mm-hmm. And you know after 10 years in prison, he's not going to come out a good kid. So you're basically destroying someone's life and you're doing it like, nothing I can do.
What a
politics.
So crazy. I was watching it and I was like, Susan Sarandon, what are you doing in this movie? what made you sign on? But then, like, she just delivers every time, like you're saying. It's like, doesn't matter if the line is, I just ate peanut butter. She delivers it like it was an Oscar performance.
It'll be layered. It'll be a layered line about peanut butter.
Because I definitely thought that in the trailer, like, Susan Sarandon's in this movie, but she did great. I mean,
it's one of the other reasons why I went to see it.
Same.
Because I was like, the cast I thought was amazing. The only cast member I could possibly say that should have possibly been recast was the detective, Pepper.
Oh, you know, it's
so
funny.
His real name is Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
Oh, I love him.
You know, what's so funny about that is he was my favorite.
Mine too.
Really?
My absolute favorite. I think because the last thing I saw him in was the Mark Wahlberg, Russell Crowe movie, Broken City. And he played a politician.
Yeah.
And he was all smooth, clean cut, whatever. And he was fantastic in that role. And now to see him as, I mean, just the role itself, he's an undercover DEA agent. So he has to look and act like a drug dealer, but he's still really a good guy out for justice. And he just, I don't know, he was so good in that role for me. And he was so different from what I've seen him in before. I thought he was fantastic.
I did too. I thought his acting was brilliant. I believed him. I like wanted him on my side. I was like, I want your number. I'll call you when I need help. I thought he was great.
When I run into drug problems.
Right. When somebody randomly sends me drugs and I'm like, what do I do with these? Call you.
Well, before we get to my mic isn't working very well.
Do you want mine?
I don't know what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to share. Before we get to my favorite part of the show where we get to rate it, I just want to remind you guys that we're on iTunes as well. So if you're not watching us live, we hope that you're listening to us on iTunes. We hope that you're rating and commenting. We want to hear what you think about the movies too and our thoughts. So let us know, rate and comment. Give us 4 stars because we like 4 stars.
4 stars.
But now is my favorite time. So I would like each of you to tell me your favorite, not favorite things about the movie. And I want to know how many stars you give it. Dan, start with you.
And we're out of 5, right?
Mm-hmm. Stars
out of 5.
Yes, let's remember that.
This is so hard again because I didn't have fun watching this movie, but I think it was a really well-made movie. I think the story was interesting. I thought the script was very smart. I thought the acting was great across the board. The action when it does happen at the end is incredibly well done. That crash sequence in the truck was amazing with the grass like coming at his head, and that was something that we haven't seen before. So all the elements are there for a really, really good movie. Like all the elements are there for at least a 4, a 4.5. But for some reason, maybe I was in a bad mood, maybe I just didn't have my Cheerios that morning. I don't know what it was, but it just didn't hit me the way I wanted to. So it deserves a 4 or a 4.5, but I'm only gonna give it a 2.5. It's terrible. I know.
Like I said, I'm a sucker for based on true story movies. I was interested. I learned so much about this whole world of drug trafficking or whatnot, which I never knew anything about. So, and I loved, loved, loved the Daniel character. Like, he carried it for me. Like, he was my favorite. So, I'd give it a 3.5.
That's nice. Jen, I really thought there was like a lot this movie was going to be because of the subject matter. And I also love based on true stories. Love. Like I read the end and I was just like, tell me more facts. You know, do I think all of those things would really happen in real life and that somebody would just go start like drug dealing to snitch and all that? I don't know. But I liked the action when there was action. You know, the cast was great for the most part. I could have recast a couple here and there. It was quite short, which I liked. It was 1.5 hours.
Good. Yes, I loved that.
Good. My ADD totally kicked in like 45 minutes in, but I was like, you know what? It's only 1.5 hours. I can make it. I'll give it a 3.
Wow.
3.5 because I like based on true stories and because that's all.
Well, because our host, who's normally here, John Campia, is not here, I'm totally stealing his line and saying the correct answer is, I go with 4 stars all the way. Even I almost want to push it to 4.5. I don't think the story lacked anything. I thought the movie was amazing. My only complaint is that the trailer was so deceiving. I thought it was going to be a little bit more action, but I was pleasantly surprised and everyone's portrayal in the movie. I was so happy with Dwayne Johnson. I wanted to see him not be The Rock, and I feel like I did. So I give it 4.5 stars, and I think that it was amazing.
I will say one thing that intrigued me about this movie is because oftentimes I can walk out a movie when I'm not covering it for AfterBuzz and never think of it again. But this kind of made me think, you know, in terms of the kids' perspective, like, mm-hmm. what would you do if you were in a situation like that, you know? Yeah. And it's like, either rat out your friends or think about yourself and you know, if you don't have your back, who's going to have your back? So definitely.
I like the moral high road the son took.
They all did, kind of.
You would save yourself. I'm sorry. If we're going reality-based,
this guy's crazy, but then it's like, I don't know.
Jail,
$10,000? Yeah. I don't know. I might take the money. Mm. Well, guys, I hate to do this to you, but we are running out of time. So I would like all of my lovely hosts to tell you where you can find them and discuss more movie topics with them.
You can find me at Jen the Jew.
Find me on Twitter at I am Jessica King.
You can find me either at thecinemasource.com or follow us on Twitter at thecinemasource.
And you guys can find me at Chrisley on Twitter, and you can find us all on at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter as well. Thank you guys for joining us for another AfterBuzz TV at the movies, and we'll see you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.